South Africa's first black president and anti-apartheid icon, Nelson Mandela, has died. He died last night in his Johannesburg home at 8:50 GMT. Mr. Mandela, 95, led South Africa's transition from white minority rule in the 1990s after 27 years in prison. He has been receiving intense home-based care for a lung infection after 3 months in hospital. In a statement on South African National TV, Mr. Zuma said Mr. Mandela has departed and was at peace. He said the nation has lost its greatest son.
I wish the South African people who today mourn the loss of the one person who, more than any other, came to embody the essence of a common nationhood. Our thoughts are with millions of people across the world who embraced Madiba as their own and who saw his cause as their cause. This is the moment of our deepest sorrow. Our nation has lost its greatest son.
South African President Jacob Zuma, in his public address, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he will personally never forget Mr. Mandela's selflessness and commitment towards the fight against apartheid, even way after South Africa had gained freedom from the white oppressors.
I was privileged to meet Nelson Mandela in February 2009. When I thanked him for his life's work, he insisted the credit belonged to others. I will never forget his selflessness and deep sense of shared purpose. Nelson Mandela showed what is possible for our world and within each one of us if we believe, dream and work together for justice and humanity. His moral force was decisive in dismantling the system of apartheid. Remarkably, he emerged from 27 years of detention without rancor, determined to build a new South Africa based on dialogue and reconciliation. On behalf of the United Nations, I extend my deepest condolences to Nelson Mandela's family, the people of South Africa, and indeed our global family. Let us continue each day to be inspired by Nelson Mandela's lifelong example to keep working for a better and more just world. Thank you.
That was UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed his condolence to the people of South Africa for the loss of a man he described as a shining example of strength, reconciliation and peace for the world. He said there may never be another Mandela in the world, but his legacies and virtues must always guide everyone in the pursuit of freedom and justice.
To the people of South Africa, we draw strength from the example of renewal and reconciliation and resilience that you made real. A free South Africa at peace with itself. That's an example to the world, and that's Madiba's legacy to the nation that he loved. We will not likely see the likes of Nelson Mandela again, so it falls to us as best we can to pour the example that he set, to make decisions guided not by hate but by love, to never discount the difference that one person can make, to strive for a future that is worthy of his sacrifice. For now, let us pause and give thanks for the fact that Nelson Mandela lived, a man who took history in his hands and bent the arc of the moral universe towards justice. May God bless his memory and keep him in peace.
That was U.S. President Barack Obama.